All right, I threw your curve the first time, so let me do it this way for you. That was the song, but it was a different version. You're probably more familiar with this version. Yeah, this is the song. I'm sorry, this is the game show that is hosted by Pat Sajak and Vanna White. Now, can you give me the name of the show? That's it. Wheel of Fortune. Now, remember, I've given you quite a bit of information about this show. And so I want you to remember as much of it as you can, because tomorrow's Power Friday, and we will have our power quiz on This Week in Song, and all the information shared is game. All right, here we go. I'm loving it. Definitely going to let you hear some more of that. And then I'm going to let you hear the theme song to one of my favorite, one of my all-time favorite game shows. That'll come a little later. A little later today. Not much later, but a little later today. Got to let you hear it. Okay. And, you know, we'll definitely talk some more about the healthcare and some of the future plans they have for us, technology and things like that, dealing with what's old, what's new. If we don't finish it today, have no fear. We can take a look at a later date. As a matter of fact, next Thursday, as we take another look into the future. I love the fact that we're able to take our time with this. So here we go. We took a look at detecting dementia earlier, and we've taken a look at how blockchain can be used to help patients have a little bit more power over their records and who they give access to. How about this one? Mobile cancer screening. In 2018, on a global scale, how many cases, new cases now, of cervical cancer would you say there have been? Around the world now, new cases of cervical cancer. How many? Would you believe? 570,000. 570,000 new cases of cervical cancer around the world in 2018 alone. Around 90% of deaths from cervical cancer occur in low and middle income societies. So what are they going to try to do here? They're going to try to bring about better screening and earlier intervention, because these could significantly reduce the mortality rate. So mobile ODT, O-D as in door, T as in Thomas. Mobile ODT, that's the name of the company, have designed a battery-powered handheld colposcope called the EVA system, E, V as in Valentine, A, EVA system, which can take high-quality images of the cervix. Mobile ODT worked with the National Cancer Institute to develop a machine learning algorithm called Automatic Visual Evaluation, and abbreviated, it looks like the abbreviation for the word avenue. Automatic Visual Evaluation, AVE. This can produce an accurate diagnosis, get this, in minutes. In minutes, produce an accurate diagnosis. A prospective multi-center pilot study the scientists conducted in Korea showed that the device is more than 90% accurate. More than 90% accurate. Yael Mizrahi, who is head of global partnerships at Mobile ODT, outlined the product at Future Healthcare. And so this is what's happening. Because the device is based on smartphone technology, is user-friendly, and includes a remote consultation feature to consult experts either in real time or during a quality assurance check. With AVE, the machine learning algorithm for detection of precancer, there's no need for a scrape or a lab, and a woman is able to receive a result at the point of care, rather than waiting several weeks or even months for a result. Talk about taking the pressure off. Because you know how that can be, especially when you're talking about something like cancer and whether or not that is the case. They've done their testing and you're waiting for the results. 24 hours, 48 hours, 96 hours, 3 weeks, 2 months. That is some kind of wait before you can get word as to whether or not cancer is in play. Get the result in minutes. I think that that is something that most of us, if not all of us, can get excited about. All right, so how about this one? And this I found very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Upgrading disposable batteries. Now, there's something about this. When we get to this part, I think that you're going to really find, you'll understand, you'll be able to appreciate why I say I find this very interesting. We'll get there, though. Here's the thing. How batteries work has remained relatively unchanged for decades. Bluethink, that's the name of the company, without altering the underlying chemistry, have developed a way of making a common type of battery safer and more cost-effective. Medical devices are now smarter and more user-friendly than ever before. This is a growing trend that relies on good design and the use of technologies like LEDs and screens to improve the user experience, as well as connectivity to provide patients, doctors, and healthcare systems with valuable data. How many of you prefer using the traditional battery? I'm not saying the traditional one. The one that we would ordinarily, like an ordinary AA battery, we plug it in, it loses all its power, we throw them out, disposing of them properly, but throw them out, as compared to the lithium battery that can be recharged again and again and again. I'm not saying indefinitely, but a number of times. Well, batteries, period, are used in innovative devices. And here's the thing. These innovative devices have one thing in common. They need energy. Button batteries are not without their problems. If a person leaves the button batteries on a shelf for a long time, the button batteries lose their charge. If they're incinerated, for instance, those of contaminated disposable medical equipment, they explode. And that's why I was saying a little earlier, we got to dispose of them properly. Here's the thing too, though. And this is part of where it really gets interesting. These batteries are also harmful to the environment, and they are a significant hazard for children if swallowed. That is what really gets me to the point of the part about this battery discussion that makes it very, very interesting. I'm going to tell you more about that in just a few. You'll see why I say that's very interesting, because I know some of you thinking, hold up now. We can all understand why it's dangerous for a child to swallow a battery. Yeah, but there's more to it than that. I'll give it to you in just a few.